You may be seated. Well, let me open saying this, that I'm honored. Oh, God, but I feel that already. Shoot. It's a humbling factor to be before you. You know, and I thank God for the apostle. And listen, I'm so honored for Apostle to trust us with his pulpit. And here's why he can trust us with his pulpit. Number one, he know that I love him. And he know he's going to find his church the same way he left it. So why are you saying that? If you're looking for something new this morning, you can go down. Because there is nothing new. You're going to hear a lot of things that he's already said. The Bible says, so the faith come by hearing and just hearing and hearing, hearing by the word of God. So I have no new revelation. All I have is what he told me, what he taught me. You see, it's the same thing he taught you. So you got to be used to hearing what I'm about to say. Nothing new. Just add knowing to, not adding knowing, just encouraging or putting a little fire under the log that's already burning. That's all I'm about to do this morning. Amen. So anyway, so, you know, the last couple of times I was here, this is on my heart about the vision that God has given this ministry and how we are all a part of it. Changing the lives of people with the word of God, equipping the body of Christ to evangelize the world. Like this, listen now, we're the home of covenant what? We're the home of covenant winners. I told you earlier, this is a good church. Yes, sir. So this morning, we're going to be talking about, for a little while, about receiving the call. Now, I'm not talking about apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. Everybody in here, look at the person on the left of you. Look at the person on the right of you. That person has a call on their lives. Turn your Bible, if you will, to Romans, the 8th chapter. Very familiar verse of scripture. I'm going to prove to you by the word that you have a call on your life. Now, traditionally, we were not taught that. We were taught, you know, you go to church, take communion, go home. You just go to church, take communion, and you go home. We were not taught about, listen, that God has something for us to do. We were just excited about making heaven. Making heaven and passing by somebody that's going to hell every day and never did anything about it. But we didn't know because we were not taught that. Watch this now. Let me prove that you have a call on your life. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. He says, and we know that all things work together for good for them that love God. Boy, we like that part, don't we? Oh, we love that part. And it's a good part, and it's true. But watch this now. Watch the word I'm about to use. Qualify. It's going to cost you something. Listen. Nothing in this world is free. Salvation is not free. It cost God everything for you to be where you are today. It cost Jesus everything for you to be where you are today. So, listen, if it costs God something, if it costs Jesus something, why we think we can just have a free ride? Go to church, take communion, go home. No, we have something to do. Watch this now. It says this. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Do you love God? Yes. All right. See, listen now. Watch this now. Who are the what? Who are the called? So those same people that love God, we find out they got a calling on their lives. Whoa. Those same people that say they love God, we find out that they have something to do. See, when you're called, that means you got duty. You understand? When you are called, that means there's a duty behind the call. Listen now, those who are called, listen now, another thing. According to who purpose? No, what I want to do according to his purpose. That's what I'm saying. Everything is just not just free. There's a qualification that goes with being a covenant winner. What could he say here now? He said, those who are called according to his purpose. Listen, we are all called and have an assignment. We're going to see it in a little while. We are all called. Listen to me well this morning. If this will, like Apostle always said, this will take your life to another level if you just listen. Listen and do. We are all called and have an assignment. Here's your part. You have to recognize and know that you are called. Know that you're just not a church member. You are called. You have a risk. Listen, two words, apostles, I heard him say years ago. Two words, accountability and responsibility. It cost God everything for you to be here. It cost God everything for you not to go to hell. Man, listen, we were sinners. Man, we were cutting up. Yes. I know I was, and I know you were. Don't act like you wasn't. Oh, you were cutting up. Listen, some things you did just you and God know. But you know God sent his son Jesus down on the cross for it anyway? Yes. You know, in spite of all the stuff that we were doing, God still, listen, for God so loved the world, listen, love, that he gave his only begotten son, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. It cost God everything. So, you know, so if God did it, then why we think it's just a free ride? Listen, oh, I'm all ahead of myself. God gave us this vision here, but listen to me. As anointed of a man, as apostle is, and God knows he's anointed, God, he's anointed. As soon as it's opening your mouth, if you're just a little bit born again, you recognize that. But you know, every vision needs something called H-E-L-P. Do you know that apostle cannot do this by himself? Equipping the body of Christ to evangelize the world. You know he can't be everywhere at the same time doing everything. You know he can't be in Gonzales, Denham Springs, Baton Rouge, North Carolina, California, you know, or New Orleans. You know, but you know God has people in all those places. Those people are in here right now. You understand what I'm saying to you? So listen now, boy, we're ahead of myself. So we don't come here for us. We come here for them. Who him? Them that are lost. Them that are hurting. Those that have terrible marriages and poor finances and sickness in their body. We call to them. We come here and get loaded up and go. What I said, we come here and get loaded up and go. you see, listen to me. It's not what God can do for us. He's done everything already. John 3:16. Now is what we can do for God. And it's a question I always ask, and you probably heard me ask it before. Man, God saved me, man. What can I do to repay God for what he did for me? Oh, man, I'm telling you, man, about my life, you know. Listen, I remember some nights driving home, don't know how I got home. I'm telling you the truth, don't know how I got home. But you know God still saved me? Why I didn't flip over on the curb and not make it here? That's scripture. According to his purpose. There's purpose on my life. God knew I had to be here this morning. There's purpose on my life. So how do you repay that? How do you repay that? Whatsoever he say unto you? Simple as that. Listen now. Do it. Listen now. Here's another thing. We have the ability to do it. I'm preluding all that. You're going to hear about all that. We have the ability to do it. God would not tell me to do something. He doesn't give me the ability to do it. And listen, I know I could do it because I have his nature in me. Yes. Jesus told me, greater ways than these. Whoa, so you also do. So let's go on. So you have to recognize and know that you are called for a purpose. I remember the first time I met an apostle. a minister friend of mine invited me to a meeting at the Lemon Center in Donaldsonville. What we used to call them, crusades? He invited me to the Lemon Center in Donaldsonville. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Brother Ronald. I go in the Lemon Center. Brother Ronald was singing in the praises. Is that right? Yeah. Right here, he was singing with the praises. So, watch this. I never forget that experience. I'm talking about the call. And so here come an apostle from the back. Listen, I had never seen a preacher that clean before. Oh, first thing got me was he was dressed. Then when he opened his mouth, wow, never heard it before. So anyway, he ministered. Then he made an altar call. He was ministering. He was laying hands on people to be filled with the Holy Ghost. So he's going on the line. I'm sitting there with me and three other preachers. He peeped through the crowd. Hey, young man. Looking around. You know what he is? Yeah, you. Sir, God has more for your life. Whoa. God has more for your life. Man, I'm getting full. God has more for your life. Did he say it again? Yeah, God has more for your life. So now I didn't move because I'm intimidated by these other preachers. They didn't move. Well, I got to move. See? Listen. People will hold you back. You need looking unto Jesus, not people. Listen, you can't judge or run your life by people. So I'm scared. Look, I don't want to go because I'm with these big preachers. I am not going up there. They didn't move. So I go back to work. I'm working with a man. In fact, he's my supervisor who knew Apostle. So I talked to him. I said, man, listen, let me say this. After that, listen, I could not sleep. After the apostle said this, showed it to me, man, restless nights. So I go back to work, and I see this man. I said, listen, man, yeah, I knew he knew apostle. I said, man, he said, can I talk to the apostle? So he called the apostle. Listen, apostle, yeah, tell him come to my house. I'm going to the apostle's house. You ever hear apostle talk about that little table he had? Wasn't a desk, and he made out a desk? Well, I saw that. See, apostle have come from somewhere. So I go in there. He says, yes, sir, how can I help you? He laid hands on me, and I got filled with the Holy Ghost. Listen. Then I went back to my old church. It almost like putting a new engine in an old truck. You know what I'm saying? The engine got plenty of power, but the truck keep rallying. I said, oh, no. So I'm sitting there, man, and I'm going, and the pastor teaching, but now it ain't going in no more. You know, because I'm praying in the spirit, you know, before I go. So I'm sitting there and the pastor preaching, but it's just not going in. So then one day I get up and I go to Word of Life Christian, Word of Life Christian Center Day. Never forget it. You say Word of Life Christian Center. So as soon as apostle made the call, I'm up. That's it, man. I could not go back to my church. Why? Listen, there's a call on my life. I obeyed the call. Listen, and when you obey the call, the rewards. Oh, God. You have no idea, bro. Listen, how blessed of a man I am because I obeyed the call. I did what God called me to do. God spoke to apostle. Hey, young man, God has more for you. God was calling me. It was a setup. The reason the minister invited me, that God was setting me up for this day. See, that's the way you have to see it. Listen, you have a purpose. Not church and just communion. You have a purpose. Let's go on. I'm going. Yeah. I said, listen, you are not here by accident. It had always been God's plan for you to be here, to help apostle with this vision. Turn your Bible to Jeremiah. The first chapter. Remember now, you're not an accident. You always been on God's mind. Even before your mother and father knew each other, you were on God's mind. See, that's the way God thinks. Remember now, listen, God has no beginning and no ending. So God always has been and always will be. So listen, we all of us always been on God's mind. Let me prove it to you. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Put it on the screen for me, please. Everybody say, that's me. Listen now, listen to him. He said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Whoa. So you're not an accident. You're not an accident. What I said, you're not an accident. God has purpose for your life. Listen, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. I knew thee. Listen, and I gave you purpose. So watch this now. Let's go on. Listen. We have an assignment. Turn your Bible to Genesis chapter 2. I'm going to say like what John Davis said one time. I know I talk fast. I'm going to try to slow down a little bit. Genesis chapter 2, and we're going to start at the 15th verse. God the same yesterday, today, and forever. God's plan for man never changed. It never changed, and it never will. Because why? God don't take his word back. And see, here's why God's plan will never change. Because it's a plan of victory. You see, so why would God get away from winning? Why would God get away from victory? Listen, just to please your need, your purpose, not his purpose. See, God's purpose is always victory. What did I say?
God's purpose is always.
Always victory. But it might cost you something, but it's always victory. It's the end of, listen, it's the end that counts. God's purpose is always victory. You might not understand it, but trust in the Lord. With all our heart, lean on to thy own understanding. Acknowledge him in all thy ways. Listen, he'll direct your path. Trust him. You're not going to understand it. That's why he gave us faith. But his purpose is always victory. Watch this. And the Lord, the 15th verse, and the Lord took the man and put him in the garden of Eden. What did he get it? To dress it. What he did? He gave him an assignment. See, listen to me. God created man. We're not created as decorations. You know, decorations, they had the pretty trees in. We're not ornaments on a tree. We were created for production. We were created for production. He told him, listen, see, go, be fruitful and multiply. He said, listen, have dominion. You can subdue the earth and take and have dominion. So we were not decorated, so God said, okay, God made a red one, a black one. You know, man, a brown one, and we look pretty. No, God expects production out of us. So watch this. And the Lord commanded the man, saying, every tree of the garden that thou may freely eat, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in that day thou shalt eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And the Lord said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a help meet for him. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, men, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Boy, y'all just don't know. Shoot. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them into Adam. Listen now, brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. Why I say that? I'm saying that because, listen, God can trust us with his plan. See, God know Adam going to name the same thing he would name him. God know, listen, you would do the same thing he would do in that situation. Why? Great is he that is in you. Why? Made in his image after his likeness. See, look, hundreds of gods walking around in this place, little gods. So listen, so God trusts you. So if God trusts you, why you don't trust you? So if God trusts you, why you don't trust you? Why you get up in the morning, look in the mirror and say, God, man, I don't know how I'm going to make it. What you mean you don't know how you're going to make it? Mainly because you don't really know what you're supposed to be doing. Mainly because you haven't taken a hold of this vision yet. Equipping the body of Christ to evangelize the world. The Bible says, look, where there's no vision. So the reason why we might be going around in circles is because we don't even have a vision. Another hold up, not the vision. You might have your vision. God not going to back up your vision until you back up his vision. What I said, God not going to back up your vision. Listen, Bob, you heard it before. Listen, you've heard it before. If you take care of God's business, and Apostle told us, you can't outdo God. Oh, no, you can't outdo God. Why is Apostle so blessed? He's just taking care of God's business. And like he said, listen, now, this is not just me. It's for all of us. That's why he's teaching us in a way where so much. Watch this. Here's what Apostle's trying to get us. If Ephesians chapter 4. We have a purpose. We're trying to get out of that place of just being church member. You're satisfied with going to church. Sometimes people are satisfied with going to church so they can look at their neighbor and say, well, you didn't go to church. I don't know nobody here like that. I know nobody here like that. You know your neighbor that drank two or three beers? Now you show, you know, you see you put the suit on and the dress on and you go to church. Now you can talk about them. No. Listen. You are called for a purpose. Now watch this now. And God expect you to be doing something. What that scripture said? That the callings of God are without repentance. Did I say that right? See, in other words, God don't take back. See, now, once God said it, he expect. God said, let that be light. What did he expect it? What he got? So with God, the call on your life, on our life, God expect results. No excuse. In his image, after his likeness. No excuse. The kingdom of God is within us. So the power, the wisdom, the love, whatever you need is in us. We just got to, just right here and right here. That's the challenge. What I tell you all the time? Ephesians 4, verse 16. Watch this. Watch this. It says, here's where Apostle is wholeheartedly trying to get. Apostle is the hardest working man I know. Now, I said that, no, it's not work, but I said that's just for a point. Listen, he's the most dedicated and most disciplined man I know about the things of God. Because, you know, I see him all the time. Listen now, he's got God on his mind and he has us on his mind. When the apostles say he loves us, that's not just words. He's not filling time up here, brother. Trust me, apostle loves us. You see? So, I mean, and so when he's here, because he's trying to get us somewhere. Listen, why he's trying to get us? He's trying to get us where what he's experiencing. Listen. And why there's such conviction behind it? Because he's preaching what he's living. He knows it's real. Listen, and he loves us so much, and he wants us to have it so bad. All we got to do is, I hope I spell it right. Y-I-E-L-D. I spell that right, honey? All right, okay. You know, I went to school on the big bus. All good. I went to school on the big bus. So All we got to do is yield. Listen, simple, just yield. 4:16, it says this. It says, I'm getting there. It says, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted that which, here's where we are, every joint supply. That's where we are. See, God over and over and tell us again, you have a job. Every joint supply. I mean, God expects us to be doing something. God expects us to be equipping the body of Christ to evangelize the world, because the devil is a liar. And see, we're here to prove that he's a liar. That's, listen, equipping the body. Listen to what it says here, too. That everything, that, slow down, Larry. Yeah, I could talk to myself. You better be able to talk to yourself. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted, that which every joint supplied, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make an increase of the body until the edifying of itself in God. God has a plan for us to build the church. Amen? Amen. Now, turn your Bibles to Philippians chapter 4. Before you go there, go to Mark chapter 16. Before you go there, go to Mark chapter 16. I've been talking about the purpose, but I haven't shown you the purpose. Go to Mark chapter 16. I believe the main purpose. And see, what you're going to find out is that, listen, doing the work of God is not a duty. It's a privilege. I'm going to say it. Thursday night prayer is not a duty. It's a privilege. Sunday morning church, listen, this good church is not a duty. It's a privilege. Being able to witness to people is not a duty. Man, that's a privilege. Little old me who was barely made at home one night and God trusted me with his word to bring somebody else into the kingdom. Boy, that's a privilege. That's a blessed privilege. Loving God, that's a privilege. Listen, being able to hear God's voice daily, that's a privilege. I'm going for it. Being able to be under an apostle like this, what that is? Oh, that's a privilege. Because sometimes things become, listen to me, things become common to us and think we think everybody enjoyed it. I've been to a few, I'm not talking about anybody, but I've been to a few churches. I'm not talking about anybody. You talking about that person. I ain't calling by name. That's that church you went to. I know. I'm just telling you, I've seen a few things, and I'm telling you, brother, don't take it lightly. So, I mean, listen, every time the door opened, you ought to be at the front door knocking, trying to get in. Listen to me now. This is not, listen, and I'm not talking about a man. You always say that. I'm talking about God that, listen, I'm talking about a man that's submitted to God. That's only going to say what God said. Now, you know, apostle will say only what God said, whether we like it or not. I remember saying this one time, and somebody might remember that. He said, listen, I'll preach to two snagger, two women with crooked wigs on their head. If nobody else show up, I'm them two snagger, two women with their crooked wig, I'll preach to them. Y'all remember him saying that? So what are you saying? Listen, so people don't move me. What moved me, what God said. I'm going to do what God tell me to do, whether you show up or not. Amen. It's the truth anyway. So Luke, Mark, all right. Okay, all right. I just looked my way and I saw Luke right there. So see why I said that? I saw Luke. That's why I said that, y'all. All right, y'all forgive me. See, y'all learning something. Look, y'all say Mark. Pastor teaching y'all. Y'all on it. Okay. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Here's the purpose. And he said unto them, what's that first word?
Go.
Go. Whoa. That's an action word. That means don't stay in one spot. Go sounds like do something. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Go into you in all the world. I said New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Gosmer, Gonzales, Prairieville, Donaldsonville, etc., etc., etc. Listen, the devil don't stand a chance because we everywhere. Y'all heard what I said? I said the devil don't stand a chance because we're everywhere. Amen. All we gotta do is our part. Go ye in all the world and preach the gospel. Go all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Listen to me, people. The world needs us. They just don't know it. That world needs us. They just don't know it. Listen, your neighbor needs you, they just don't know it. Why are you waiting? Listen, I'm telling you, and people are watching. I went to talk to one of my neighbors, I've been knowing the guy, knowing him for a few years now, but you know, I thought he was prejudiced, so I don't want to mess with that. You know, I don't want to mess with that, but you know, God's spirit is greater than any kind of prejudice or any kind of spirit. So finally one day I went to him, I say, so-and-so, hey man, are you born again? He said, yeah man, I'm born again. He said, but Larry, I always wondered, man. I said, man, Larry, preacher, why you never come tell me about Jesus? Wow. I never knew he knew I was a preacher. He said, man, I always wonder why you never come tell me about Jesus. Years. I thought he was prejudiced. For years he told me that. He said, man, I knew you was a preacher. Why you never come tell me about Jesus? So you think they're watching? Maybe somebody wondering why you never. I mean, you're carrying the Bible. You're putting the suit on every Sunday. You got the dress on every Sunday. And the neighbor saying, they never stop over here and told me about there, Jesus. I wonder why. Wow. I said that because it hit me when he said that. It did something to me. You know, I said, I had to repent. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, Lord. All this time, I'm thinking something else about the man. He wondering about me. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with Rev? He wondering what's wrong with Rev? I'm not telling him, I'm not good enough for his Jesus? Why he never told me about Jesus? Wow. Amen. Amen. All right. Okay, where am I going now? All right. Now, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I say, remember now, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. And we're talking about receiving the call. And I'm telling you, the ability is in you to do it. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 says, I can do all things. So I can do all things. So what God has called us to and asked us to do, the ability is there to do it, right? According to scripture, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. So listen, people, we can do this. Yes. I said, we can do this. Turn your Bible to Exodus chapter 4. I want to take care of excuses. Let's take care of the excuses. God gave Moses an assignment. Exodus chapter 4, verse 10. Here is Moses' response. Think about it. Why are we not doing what God called us to do? Why are we not witnessing as much as, why are we not witnessing like God called us to do? Excuses. Moses. And Moses said unto the Lord, O Lord, I am not eloquent, neither have hitherto, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, who bought you that car? And who put gas in your car? And who bought that suit you wearing? And who put you in the house you're in? Whoa. Who did that for you? Lord said, who had made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb or deaf or the seeing or the blind? Have I not the Lord? Lord said, who woke you up this morning? Who gave you the ability to speak and the ability to see? Who woke you up? That's what he's asking us. Who put you on that job where that person who needs Christ is right, work with you every day? Who put you there? Who healed you when you wasn't feeling good? Who is the reason that you have no knees? That restaurant you're about to go to after you leave here. Listen, all those gifts you just received. Who did that? I'm a Lord asking. Lord, but I can't, Lord. I'm shy. No, that's your flesh shy. Your spirit shouting. Oh, your flesh shy. That's all it is. But listen, greater is he that is in me, he that's in the world. That's just your flesh and your unrenewed mind that say they're shy. And not shy. Listen, is God shy? No. God bold? Yes. Yeah. So that's all it is. It's just that flesh and that mind telling you, you can't do it. I can do all things. Now, what do you mean by all? Everything. Everything God called me to do. That's the all. I can do all things, Lord, you call me to do. Why? Because in his nature, listen, in his image, after his likeness, the kingdom of God lives on the inside of me. Great is he that is in me and he that is in the world. Pay attention to God. You see, because sometimes we get distracted. The Lord told me, listen, how you said that? Don't let the world's demand be greater than God's command. See, because listen, you get busy and this world will pull on you. We don't have time. Man, this world will pull on you. You know, especially the time we're living in now, there's so much stuff going on and have you busy, busy, busy. He said, don't let the world's demand become greater than my command. What's my command? Go ye in all the world and preach the gospel. He said, I don't have enough time. Listen, there's 24 hours in a day. Let's see. How much of that time is God time? I got the answer for you. All of it. Again, like my mama would say, boy, who woke you up this morning? Before you start complaining, who woke you up this morning? So 24 hours, how much time? Look, that's all God's time. I'm breathing. Whoa, where did that come from? AI? Where'd that come from? Oh, man. Is that AI? That's G-O-D. See? So how do I repay that? Being able to breathe. I mean, just how do I do that? Whatsoever you say unto me. And listen, no, I'm not going to feel right. Nobody talking about no feeling. We talking about because God said it. Suppose Jesus didn't feel like going to the cross, and he didn't. Oh, but listen, he got to a point. Watch this. Let me show you an example. Where that scripture at? Where is that? Luke, the 22nd chapter. When you don't feel like it, but you got to shift because God said it. When God become first place in our heart. God, listen, apostle said this. Listen, God cannot be on our list. God is the list. And everything is underneath him. That's why I don't let the world's demand be greater than God's command. You see? Because, listen, the world's demand is greater than God's command. You got God on your list. I'm going there. You know, first apostle said we had church Wednesday night. Y'all, I'm going there. Y'all might well come with me. Then he said, we're going to have it Thursday morning. No, all you do is just take the turkey out of the oven and put it back in the freezer. That's all you do. Why? Because God first. You know, God first. When I mean the turkey is God, God. You think God will give you another turkey? See, God first. See, we all have to get to that point where, listen, nothing, the world's demand is not greater than God's command. You see, why the world demand is on us so hard is because, you know, we got to pay that light bill. So you got to go to work. Listen, you can't miss no overtime. That's why Apostle said it one Sunday. Listen, I remember, here has the world trying to demand on us. I remember, I grew up, listen, everything was closed on Sunday. I'm an old country boy. How many remember that? Everything was closed on Sunday. I remember at 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock, at the TV. Anybody remember that? Some of these young people have, what know what I'm talking about? Listen, I remember having, what, 7 or 6 stations? Man, I got over 2,000 movies on my TV right now. Over 2,000. That's trying to take your attention. Yeah, on Sundays, if you didn't get it Saturday, shame on you, brother. Everything was closed on Sunday. Now, 24/7. What's that? To pull your attention away from when apostles say that about, you know, even sporting events with your kids. How are you going to schedule that on Sunday? Because they don't know nothing about God. Don't care about God. Because that baseball, that football, that volleyball, that basketball is more important. Sunday is just a day. There ain't no day. It's a Sunday. It's just another day. No, that's God's day. That's a day we set aside for God. You know, suppose my son don't make a team. That's okay. He got to find a team for him. Listen, if you trust God, he'll work it out. If you trust God with it, give it to God and try to figure it out yourself, he'll work it out. But see, but a lot of times we always go with the world way because it's the easy way. It ain't costing me nothing. I don't have to feel like I'm left out. You want to be left out. And come on in. Are you listening to me? God first, everybody second. Listen to me. God first. With apostle, I promise you, I've been knowing him for quite a few years now. God first. Does he care about our feeling? Yeah, he care about our feeling, but our feeling not going to take God's place. Does he love us? Yeah, he loves us, but we're not going to take care of God first. God has to be. Oh, God. He has to be priority. If I'm stuck on the island, listen, give me God. Give me God in the Bible. And keep the light on because I'm coming home. Because he can't lie. If I can trust him for salvation, I can trust him for deliverance, I can trust him for healing, I can trust him for prosperity, I can trust him for a good marriage, I can trust him that my children will come out good. Come on. The greatest thing was he got me out of hell. Something that was dead, he brought back to life. That's the greatest thing. And the rest of this stuff is just, hey, that's just the fringe benefits of it. Prosperity, healing, health, good marriage, good children, good family. That's just the benefits of being into the family of God. Luke chapter 22. All right. Am I helping y'all a little bit?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. Okay. All right, all right. Luke chapter 22. He has to be first. Understand, see, even Jesus was called and had an assignment. And now, listen, again, my point was this. You may not feel like doing it all the time, but you got to know how to go back on the inside. That's just your flesh don't feel like it. You know, you walk up to somebody, and listen now, my experience, you walk up to somebody and you get that check. Whoa, that person needs Jesus. Now, here, watch this now. Watch this. You pass by the person, you get the check, and you don't do anything. How you know that person get in the car and turn the corner and, wow, gone. Never got a chance because we missed the chance. You can't say God didn't tell us. Yes, he did. That check. Listen. Quit ignoring the check or quit. What's the word, Lord? God, stop being afraid of the check. Listen, and just stop being afraid of people. Man, you God's child. You the kingdom kid. Listen. We are the finest, best people on the place of this earth. How you know? Listen, when we leave here, you won't be left. Make sure you say it. Listen to me. Listen, tribulation, when we leave, make sure you say it because you don't want to be left here. As crazy as the world is now, it's still together because we're here. God's not going to let nothing crazy happen because we're his children here. Listen, when we were gone, whoa. I remember, listen, I'll show you how, I remember the job my wife was on. Man, them folks fought my wife back and forth. Some of them Christian, back and forth. You know, when she, look, as soon as she left, guess what went down? The whole place, they pushed the whole place down today. When she left, the place went down. God's child was there. So what's special about her? She's a child of God. What's special? God was taking care of us, and you know, listen, because he was taking care of her, they were taken care of. And the minute she left, they bulldozed the place down. So what I'm saying, listen, you are important to God. You are somebody. Listen, look in the mirror and you'll find out. You think you're nobody? Just look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. Like Brother Montrell always say, the red words talking about you. You read the red words, whoa. They're talking about you. You don't have to be intimidated or don't have to feel like you're not enough. Listen, greater is he. Do you believe that scripture? Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. So the world can't dictate to me. I'm supposed to dictate to the world. Who you think you, whoa, who you think you're messing with? Oh, that's why Jesus said, Lord, look why Jesus said, have mercy on them. Because they don't even know what they're doing. Yeah, Lord, let's forgive them, Lord. They don't even know who they're messing with. That's when you know who you are. Listen, Forgive them. People do you something, just forgive them, man. They have no idea. Listen, I'm going to say it again. Listen, some people, I mean, gave my wife a rough time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all dead. Did you pray for them to die? Nope. I hope they were saved. I pray that they were saved, but they're all gone. Then they pushed the place down. Why? I said, child of God. Say, you're talking about that because that's your wife? No, I'm talking about that because she's a child of God. They have no idea, brother, when they put their hand on your hoodie messenger. Touch my anointing. Touch my, not my anointing. See, they had a warning. Don't touch him. Because nothing or nobody's going to stop God's purpose in this life. Nothing's going to stop God's call in this life. Listen, unless you let them know who we are, know who you are. Nobody greater than you. And I'm not talking about pride or arrogance. You got to know who you are. Get up in the morning, stick your chest out, and just walk out the house. I don't care. I ain't saying nothing about how you feel. Forget that feeling. That's flaky. You feel good one day. Listen, sometimes you might feel sad. Sometimes you don't feel sad. I know I'm by myself. Sometimes I know y'all. I know what I'm saying. There's some DJ just don't feel God. Whoa. But God, I'll never leave you. Oh, I love him. Always there. So in my moment, I just turn around. Oh, yeah, okay, Lord. There you are. There you are. That's just you. Listen, there you are, Lord. So I have courage. I have boldness. I have confidence. Arrogant? No, I just know who I am. God, dog it. You want a good man? Look at that one. You're looking at one. Good how? Good because of him. And what he has done in my life. What he's doing in our lives. Listen, you want some good people? Look around. Look around here. Look at the person next to you. Look at them. All that's good people. Because of God. Back to receive the call. Don't run from it. You find out that you call, right? And we find out that God doesn't take his calling back. You know, so, you know, I wonder what happens when we get to heaven and get before God. Questions. You know, everybody want a crown, but you might have a baseball cap or something. I don't know. I'm just talking. I don't know. What did you do with the calling? What's that question? What did you do with the calling? What did you do with the God said, listen, you know, man, you know, you're preaching condemnation? No, conviction. God said, what did you do with the calling? God said, hey, man, it cost me everything. It cost my son everything. I equipped you. I qualified you. What did you do with the calling? Quit being satisfied with being a member of Word of Life Christian Center. Apostle, boy, I got apostle needs help to fulfill. Let me prove it to you. Oh, boy, I got to know this stuff. Let me prove it to you. I wrote it down. Exodus chapter 17, and we're almost going to be closing. Exodus chapter 17. Let me prove to you how the apostle had need of you and the apostle need our help. Let me find the scripture. Exodus chapter 17, verse 8. Moses had an assignment. But Moses needed help. The 8th verse says, then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephaim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses said. had said to him and fought with Amalek, and Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hand was heavy, and he took stone and put it under him. And he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hand, and one on one side and the other on the other side, and his hand was steady until the going down of the sun. So as long as the hands were up, they were winning. But Moses needed help. He got a little tired. So here come that help. And you see, listen, as long as you help, you win. As long as we go ahead and just look, help pastor, we win. Listen, in greater numbers. Again, Gonzales, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, we're everywhere. Let's help apostle accomplish or what God gave him to do. We are part of the vision. Listen, this church vision is my vision. I have no vision right now. I have none. I have no vision. Whatever apostles say, that's what I do. Because he's only saying what God say do. Listen, and it got to be good because I have some results. You see, so get it in your heart. Get it in your heart. Get it in your heart. Get it in your head. No, that's it. Get it here. Get it here. I have a calling on my life. I'm going to be about the Father's business. Now, when you say that, opportunity going to come today. That waitress or that waiter you're going about to see, have your little checker on. Watch out. It's coming today. Because, listen, more than anything else, man, listen, I want to make sure apostle, fulfill, not apostle, help apostle, that's my word, help apostle fulfill the vision that God has given him. Because of his sacrifice that he made and what he has done, it's changed my life. It's been over 40 years. I think it's been 1984 when I was at his house that time. It's been over 40 years. And I know for a fact, if it were not for an apostle listening to God and doing the same with God, I don't know if I'd be here today. Some things we've been through, I'm telling you, it looked like we wasn't going to make it. And boy, I'm telling you, here come that little light around the corner. Yeah. Some things he told me, I didn't understand. Got kind of hot. What's going on here? Flesh. But 3 months later, the very thing he told me, I used it and changed the whole situation. You see, changed the whole situation. So sometimes you might say something to get you hot. Just take the hot. Be all right? Just take the hot. Fan yourself or do something. No. Tell your flesh. I'm going to say like he said. Tell your flesh. You know he always says, shut up. That's how you always say it. Tell your flesh, shut up. Nothing. Listen, here's I'm about to close. I've always said about me. Listen, I know God called me here, not apostle. I told him that. God called me here, not apostle. So I'm not going nowhere. You know, I work for the ministry. Even if I do something crazy and lose my job, just let me come to church. Because God called me here. Apostle didn't call me here. So apostle can say something. He can't run me because God called me. See, listen, that's the attitude you got to have. God called me here. Ain't no circumstance, no situation going to run me from where God called me. Listen, I'm about to close. Remember, God went and looked. God said, Adam, where you at? Went to that spot. Adam, where are you? What you doing at Mount Calvary when I told you to be at Word of Life? I'm just talking. Listen, and you can go to Mount Calvary, but you won't be hearing from God. You're going to be hearing a preacher. Because God wants to speak to you where he told you to be. Amen. God bless you. Amen.